May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for December 7th, 2019. And today I'm going to mix it up a little with reports on cosmic space weather that are interspersed with a narrative of cosmic perspective on world events with some notable recent videos and articles that you'll never see in the mainstream media for sure. There's so many wonderful things happening around the world, but you'd never know it from the incessant fear porn broadcast by mainstream media. And most of us know the method to the madness behind all that, but with millions of people worldwide waking up to how good things could be for everyone, those dark forces that try to derail a better future are increasingly branding themselves as tyrants, whatever, to say the least. So the Cosmic Love Show is an alternative to that, to the lockstep, slow motion train wreck of encroaching tyranny. Yeah, I know I mention the deep state rather often, but I also try to balance it with a vision of the high state that we never hear about as the solution to the dysfunctional dystopia of deep state depravity. Obviously, if there wasn't a dark side of the force, there wouldn't be the need for more light and love in the world. So this brings me to my article this last week where I discuss a powerful thrust of cosmic love into the world that I'm sure you probably haven't heard about. And this was the beginning of the week, and the article was called Empath Alert, 5D Surge, Cosmic Love Inbound. And in brief, this article addresses the quantum field, astrology, psychology of different planets stepping down deep space energies into the collective field of human consciousness. And more specifically, this event involved the higher octave of Venus, which is Neptune, which was conjunct the moon in alignment with the deep space constellation of Pisces. For those who follow, have a basic understanding of astrology, you may be aware that the deep spiritual energy of Neptune is exalted when aligned with the deep mystical energy field of Pisces. And with this lunar alignment, the divine feminine nature of Neptune in Pisces is magnified big time. So in short, we're talking about there was a thrust of big love, you might say, of a 5D cosmic coherence nature. And it began the week with a surging and a purging of all that is less than love. You know, light brings up all that is unlike itself for transmutation. Light and love surges, and as it surges and purges, you get a clearance. So souls who are more empathically sensitive were more likely to feel some strong emotions either way. You might say that this is the universe speaking to man through natural energies as ordained on Earth, as in cosmos at large. And this will be great, you know, for those who experience this wind in the sails, you might say, is great for those of a more enlightened 5D nature, which is probably you if you've listened this far. But not so great for those whose egos will wail and gnash their teeth when love bombed. That's when the ego, when there's a surge of light and love in the fields, you might say, that's when the ego runs real fast and loose because it's about to lose its job. So message was, be gentle with yourself and kind to whomever. This brings me to a blog I did just a few days ago, and I'll be adding to this in through winter solstice on the 21st. I call it a Christmas gift basket compendium regarding cosmic love fulfillment in 2019. You know, initiating a high state of Christ Mass integration, Christmas Christ Mass integration for 2020 vision of 2020 nature, you might say. I go into explaining this as in the spirit of Christ Mass 2019, here's a unique basket of gifts with some amazing revelations in recent articles and videos. There's something here for everyone, so re-gift them, you know, forward freely, share, etc. accordingly. So may these articles and videos provide some brilliant insights to ornament your 2019 Christ Mass tree, Christmas tree. I say be in the blog, and again, this blog is up. It's at that compendium series I've been doing called 2019 Global Evolution. And you can go to heartcom.org and get a link to the Heartcom network, where there's an archive of these 2019 Global Revolution updates. And so some of you listening live can read along if you want to pull that up in a separate window. Those who have been listening to the show and know how to do that. Others who listen to this or listening to this in the future, when the podcast is available here in a few days, you will see a link on both of these articles I've referenced so that you can pull those up. And while you're listening to the podcast, pause it at any time, watch the videos, read the articles, create your own multimedia show, in other words. So we're coming in through this. The end of 2019, the series I've been doing all year, the 2019 Global Evolution Revolution. You've seen a lot of components to the capstone, you might say, to get the vision, the capstone vision of what this 2019 is all about. You know, kind of a week-to-week update with current videos and articles to get a finger on the pulse of the big picture of what's going on with global transformation. And as we approach Christmas, I'm doing this Christmas gift basket compendium, you might say, so you can pick and choose which gift you want to open, which ornament you want to hang on your Christ Mass tree, your Christmas tree. And I'm talking about, you know, basically, as we come into winter solstice and coming into the Festival of Lights, as it's called, in Scandinavia, that you may have more insights and outlook for understanding the big picture overview. So I say in the beginning of this blog at the top that you can skip to the bottom for a paradigm-shifting reality report on climate change by the founder of Greenpeace, by the way. I think a lot of you will find that interesting. And there's a be-safe message from Lord Maitreya. I'll probably get to that before too long. I don't think it's going to be a long show today. So anyway, you know, what's coming up is December 21st, the solstice, you know, the shortest day in the northern hemisphere, and of course the longest day in the southern hemisphere. And the message, you know, in winter solstice, basically chill out, slow down, and get clear, you know, center and connect. And I provide a graphic in the blog of a little snow hut, I think it's in Switzerland, with massive snow all over it, with light coming out of the little opening into the snow hut. And the caption of that picture is the pristine portal to perception, which is ideally what you can get at winter solstice as you chill out, slow down, and get clear Basically a review of 2019, a preview of 2020. You know, a pristine portal to perception. I love this quote by Aldous Huxley where he says, there are things known and things unknown, and in between are the doors. Doors of perception. So in brief, kind of the keynotes of this piece is that, you know, get ready for the evolution, revolution, culmination socially, politically, and economically with Christ Mass 2019. I am referring to collective Christ consciousness in the field of global, you might say, social conscience. And realize the big picture vision of why and how this evolution revolution is being fulfilled. And keep in mind that sovereign mankind, yearning to breathe free as kind men, has free will, so anything is possible. Even to conceive, believe, and achieve a vision of virtue and valor, to vow for the victory of a unity state, of universal solidarity for us as the united sovereigns of Earth, joining the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. A little galactic perspective there, folks. So as I say in the blog, you know, it's time to seize the vision of global love. So here's the global Earth flag graphic for universal solidarity for the United Sovereigns of Earth, saying, I pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. So the blog goes into then why Christ Mass 2019 is at heart love fulfilled. And there's a really good video, A Message of Love, from Bruce Lipton, one of my favorite luminaries. And just a relatively short message, Message of Love, really inspired. That's a good one to share. That's a good ornament to hang on your Christ Mass tree, to share with your friends. So in reference to signs of the unreported times, this is the good news, folks. This is what we don't get the mainstream media. Number one, Revelations is being fulfilled with the New Testament of, by, and for Aquarian love on earth, as in heaven, cosmos at large. Of course, there's a link there in the blog. Aquarian love on earth gets into the Aquarian Mandate. And for those who are familiar with the Aquarian Mandate, this is in the larger scheme of eternal progression. There's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction, centering love within so as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. Whole article on that. Number two, social media has matured in our social networks to the point where a holistic systemic upgrade of our five core internet freedoms is ripe for a self-fulfilling prophecy. Of course, there's a link there on five core internet freedoms. I'm not going to go into them all. Most of you who follow this show and the blog are well aware that it's now possible to upgrade our horse and buggy representation and legislative system with, you might say, an electronic bill of rights to upgrade our five core internet freedoms. Our core, like a bill of rights for the internet. Number three, 5D Christ-like consciousness in the collective consciousness. You might say, as it goes collective, we're talking about the second coming of Christ in the collective consciousness of humanity. Some would just refer to this as 5D consciousness. Or there's different names for the same concept of not just 5D, but 6D and beyond, you know, higher consciousness. This is emerging with global telecom tools and processes for involving and evolving our unity and diversity. You might say, as the new E Pluribus Unum, out of many one, which is on the Great Seal of the United States, we're talking about on the Great Seal of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, this is, you know, the whole cycle of what's being fulfilled in the world as was fulfilled in the United States of America with the American Revolution and the constitutional system of government. Well, now it's a global affair. The instant, everywhere, and interactive internet has made it a global affair. So this is the natural evolution, revolution, revelations of unity and diversity now on a global scale, because it's a global issue. And I've talked a lot about, you know, how the instant, everywhere, interactive internet has defined a global village in potential, and how to create unity consciousness in reality and practicality. This is where it's going. There's technology available now to make it possible, global telecom, telecare, you know, telecommunications with teleconscience for telecommerce, global telecommerce, the next economy. It's moving in this direction. If you want to get some insight into that process, the new breakthrough technologies that mean the end of the big tech monopolies as we've known them, there's an article here that I provide in this narrative with the blog I just published, you know, 2019 Love Fulfilled, where it goes into America's number one futurist, George Gilder, on the next big thing shift in the computer internet revolution, as will disrupt deep state middlemen who are monopolizing money, media, healthcare, education, and government. Again, we're talking about a solution. People say, well, where is it going and how are we going to get there? Well, here's some good insight. It's from Gilder Press. It's a news release, and provide the link on that. I'm not going to go into it in great detail other than to say that this report confirms what I wrote early in 2018, and I provide a link on what I was saying back then, that blockchain technology will decentralize, you know, which is to say check and balance and otherwise neutralize the highly centralized, top-down, one-way programming of the control matrix as suppresses interactive meritocracy. I mean, this is how the high state replaces the deep state. Now, the reason I provide a blog to go along with the radio show narrative is because some of the things I'm saying are loaded. The words, the concepts are loaded, and you can, like I say, pause the podcast if you're listening to the podcast in the future, and go back and read, or you know, you can read then in detail and read the links and some of these loaded concepts. For example, you know, as I just mentioned, that blockchain technology will decentralize the highly centralized, top-down, one-way programming of the control matrix as suppresses interactive meritocracy. What we have now, I've seen several articles on that this last month. It's just recognizing that we don't have a democracy, a real true meritocracy democracy. What we have more like a corporatocracy by way of oligarchies, giant family corporate interests owning and controlling, privatizing our core social, political, and economic institutions. So anyway, this where we're going, you know, we're going from deep state to high state, and the dark side corporatocracy and technocrat tyranny will be naturally neutralized by two strings of light on your Christmas tree, your Christmas tree, global telecom and global telecare. I provide links on that. I've talked a lot about that in previous shows. It's like the alpha and the mega of global holistic healing, global telecom and global telecare. And so let these be, you know, shining ornaments of global holistic healing in the all-connected social network communities that govern our net reality. ornaments on your tree, strings of light, you know, with all the components, these components to the capstone vision of virtue and valor for the victory of universal cosmic love, you know, on earth as in cosmos. So the keynote here is embrace the virtue of love tech, you know, the TLC, love tech, and telecom, telecare, you know, telecommunications with teleconscience, and telecommerce, the next economy, the TLC component, what that looks like with Web 3.0 cyber ethics, natural law, you know, the love model for quantum shift to the internet models, internet models, culturing a new common sense in our global social institutions. I love the quote by Nikola Tesla when he says, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. This is basically the keynote to this next big shift in the computer internet revolution, not just a new higher level of mind congruence, but at the heart of it, love tech, heart coherence. You know, basically the frequency of holy compassion, which is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm that can be used, and with interactive websites that basically show how a network community, you know, 100 or 1,000 people interacting, like a, you know, an upgraded version of freedom of assembly and speech, how they can interact in ways that are open source communications, not seeing the individual individually, but their representation through the language of light, of consciousness, that I explained with the concept of cyber ethics and the language of light, and an interactive interface, a universal interface for basically interacting through the dimensions of your own consciousness that are inputted through three numbers and sequence that define, you might say, an XYZ coordinate axis that reference the holodeck between your ears, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, in terms of vertically the brightness scale, horizontally the color spectrum, and the depth dimension being depth of field. You know, basically how profound from foresight to hindsight, the context and meaning at any one point of a communication process, a communication moment, you know, like a video that you're responding to with three numbers in sequence. This is kind of an abstract concept. It's difficult to explain and just referencing it briefly. I've gone through this numerous shows before, have numerous websites to explain this in more detail. The introduction of this is, of course, this Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics that gives an overview of the concepts and links to websites explaining it in more detail. So this is understanding the secrets of the universe in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Nikola Tesla's talking about the language of consciousness as far as the frequencies of the spectrum of consciousness, the brightness of consciousness, again, energy, frequency, and vibration, how we can 100, 1,000, or a million people could interact at the same time without creating noise from mass-to-mass communications. This is basically a vision of how open-source communications can involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, you know, with a capital C, as in E equals EMC squared, where C is the speed of light, as we become conscious of how we're conscious collectively, the light of our consciousness, it's like time and space becomes relative. It's time and space are, you might say, transcended. You know, like as you approach the speed of light, time and space transcended. You know, you can, you know, basically the sense of the infinite and the eternal in the here and now are expanded, like expanding consciousness, becoming more conscious of how we are individually and collective conscious. It's like Christ conscious. When the Christic components to the capstone, the Christic factor of 5D consciousness is cultured in the process. So the process is the product for, again, involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. Well, the reason I'm going through all of this is the next part of this article I'm going to go into. And it gets into more, again, the secret of the universe, as Nikola Tesla talks about, and the understanding. And, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm going to go into this understanding of quantum energies, astrology, psychology, kind of mix it up. Well, what's going on, you might say, collectively, on a planetary scale, is back to this quantum energy coordinates of planets stepping down deep space energies, and this, you know, stepping down into the field, collective field of Earth's energies. And this is, at this time, Jupiter has entered the deep space energy of Capricorn. So the expansive energy of Jupiter, edge, you know, for expansive religious, spiritual, philosophical, educational, expansive nature is being anchored more in a practical down-to-earth sign of Capricorn. So I have a quote here by Kai Pacha, who I've had on the radio show before. He's a brilliant astrologer. He gets into quantum psychology. His program's called New Paradigm Astrology. And he explained in his recent November 27th video, and I provide a link of that so those who are listening to podcasts can pause and listen to that link, where he goes more into this understanding of the energies of Jupiter in Capricorn, how it's affecting all of us. And he says, Kai Pacha says, that the transit of Jupiter from Sagittarius into Capricorn is like a jet landing from overseas, bringing its passengers home from abroad and back to work. Time to get down to busyness, folks. Our year of exploring and expanding our horizons, by way of Jupiter and Sagittarius, now needs to lead and flow back into initiating newer, bigger enterprises to help make the world a better place. Bring all that wisdom into practical application. That's Capricorn. So that's a quote by Kai Pacha. And this understanding, I'm talking about the quantum field dynamics of deep space energies from Sagittarius that are stepped down through Jupiter's field of wisdom's fire. That's natural cosmic law, you know, universal law, language, you know, the love model, as shapes the current event of Jupiter's transit through deep space energies of Capricorn. You know, it's gone from Sagittarius to Capricorn, as will coalesce Jupiter's expansive enlightenment capabilities for practical physical application with networking processes, as will involve and evolve a universal interface for culturing prescient common sense and global social network communities, fulfilling the global revolution and higher social consciousness of an interactive 5D telecommunication nature. Well, that's a mouthful. I know that's a lot. Might have to read that twice. But this is the backstory and the understanding of why technocrats, you know, big tech under power elite potentates, you know, these technocrats, why technocrats under the influence of artificial intelligence, you know, artificial, not the real deal, why they've been pushing the 5G frequency fence, you know, weaponizing Earth's unified field. There's a video on this understanding of how these technocrats have been, with this 5G frequency fence, these 5G energies have been weaponizing Earth's unified field. There's an article here that basically reference this understanding of what's going on. It's by Global Research. It's one of the better research websites on the internet. And this was just November 20th. And it's called The Madness of Putting 53,000 5G Satellites in Space. Believe it or not, folks. November 19th, greenmedinfo.health, another excellent website, has an article saying that Scientific American, you know, the magazine, warns that 5G is unsafe. So the takeaway here is that 5G would block the 5D revolution to a more enlightened, unified state of us as United Sovereigns of Earth, who are ready for biomimicry resonance of our brain cells, you know, the web of one's neural networks locally, with the cosmic web of the universe and the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. And there I go, talking about this Galactic Federation. Some folks may wonder what I'm talking about. Other folks know the story of the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. At least have some background understanding that there are intelligent beings out there that are watching the Earth, or doing the crop circles, or giving us all kinds of signs. They're not interfering with our free will, but they're watching us when we are ready, you know, for, again, entering the Federation as United Sovereigns of Earth. So keep in mind, we're all connected on the Internet, you know, the web of coherent light that weaves the fractal order of the holographic universe with threads of coherent love as resonates in the neural networks of a healthy, happy, holy brain. And the graphic I have here is referencing that, you know, we're in the universe, and the divine order of the universe is within us. Has two graphics, one of the cosmic web and one of the human brain neural, one of the human brain neural networks. And it's the same pattern, you know, as above, so below. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the cosmic web is like these filaments that connect individual galaxies, groups and clusters, with these filaments of, some people would call it dark matter that surrounds these large, underdense voids. Well, if you look at this picture of the human brain neural network that connects individual neurons of the human brain, you've got the same pattern of filaments of light, actually, or energy, that you see in the cosmic web. Now, I note a correction in the description of the cosmic web from the one graphic. I mean, what they refer to as dark matter is actually filaments of light. You know, people that follow astrophysics, there's an awful lot of talk about dark matter, and there's very contradictory information on it. And I won't go into that right now, but basically the spirit that matters shines in the dark matter, but the deep state of dark matter density comprehendeth it not. So, you hear on the web about dark matter has a dark spin to it. They don't talk about, you know, how light matters amidst the dark matter. Anyway, there's more on this understanding of cosmic filaments in a video clip, and I provide a link. And it's a really excellent astrophysics explanation of these filaments of light that are throughout the universe and throughout the cosmic web. Great video clip on that you can see on your own. And through the archived article that's up there now, or, like I say, if you're listening in the future, you can pause this podcast and watch this video clip. So, you know, it's the old as above, so below, as within, so with all. The unified field of the cosmic web is the Antakarana, as they call it, in the East, which is the web of light, as connects us with the language of light for full spectrum common sense and first principles of universal cosmic law. Of course, I've hyperlinked language of light, the language of consciousness, and I go into, in that link, more understanding of what goes on with in the holodeck between your ears, you know, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, energetically, what's going on in this holodeck. And I refer to the universal holodeck with universal language of light and consciousness. So in this point of the narrative, I kind of segue into more on the cosmic web regarding stargates, you know, portals to other planets. Really interesting video there. Here, you know, how the Space Force is using ancient portals to travel to other planets. And, of course, you've got David Wilcock, Corey Good, other luminary, really some of the brightest people I know in this presentation. It's very, very amazing. Just November 26th, a couple weeks ago, came out. So top insiders explain, how the Space Force is using ancient portals to another planets, universe, galaxies. It's there. And at 20 minutes and 8 seconds, you've got an excerpt from this video. I provide a link to it that you can watch that explains the Pleiadian influence. The influence from the Pleiades of the gods of the seven rays. And that's a fascinating point of reference that I'm going to segue from the gods of the seven rays to an understanding of the lords of the seven rays and these great masters of wisdom who are stepping through the veil to prepare Earth for a new rebirth in the image and likeness of divine order. This new book just came out this last week, published by Meru Press, Wisdom of the Lords of the Seven Rays, Thama Choan, and it's paperback, 312 pages, includes some beautiful color images. And the synopsis of this is that the Lords of the Seven Rays are divine beings who offer profound teachings and revelations to guide mankind forward in our spiritual progress, leading us upward to the light of divine love. Their teachings inspire us to do the inner spiritual work that will facilitate our entry into the Aquarian Age of Enlightenment. Brotherhood, sisterhood, and the true personal planetary and true personal planetary freedom. This book offers candid insights from these masters of wisdom of East and West, including their mentor, the Ma Choan, representative of the Holy Spirit. Clairaudient and spiritual teacher David Christopher Lewis began receiving these teachings and radiation in June 2004 through what the masters call heart streams. And this compilation of their instruction is a landmark release of truth lovingly crafted to help us meet today's challenges. So you can read more about that book for the review at the Hearts Center store, and the compilation of over the years where these seven Choans of the Rays, the Lords of the Seven Rays, and the Ma Choan, where they gave these dictations, these heart streams in clusters over the years, and how they've all been compiled in this book, and it's brilliant. So, that's my personal take on it as I followed the Ascended Master stepping through the veil through different messengers over the last 40 years. This compilation is really, you might say it's the components to the capstone vision, God vision again. So there's an article I go into now called See Also the Holy Septonate, and there's a graphic there, a great graphic. That's referencing the understanding of the divine sevenfold nature of our being and reality. This is from Stillness in the Storm, just came out December 5th the other day, a couple days ago. So that article is referencing largely the seven chakras, the energy and the energy body, and goes into the sevenfold nature of our being and reality from the perspective of our chakras, as again correspond to the Choans of the rays that I referenced before in the book Wisdom Teachings of the Lords of the Seven Rays. So some will find that interesting. Point here, as I'm coming into a wrap here shortly, is that full spectrum love tech. I'm talking about cosmic law, love tech, with the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, and the geometric order divinity, the love model, circle, triangle, square. This love tech frame of reference for cosmic law integrates the wisdom of the seven rays for a high state of Holy Spirit through interactive Web 3.0 love in action. You know, you might say the Holy Spirit is love in action. And the higher the concept of love, the greater the results for the Holy Spirit of love in action. And so this is all kind of, that's kind of summation of all this understanding of the seven chakras, seven choans, the seven rays, the gods of the seven rays, you know, this understanding of cosmic law with the holy septenate, you might say, the sevenfold nature of our being in reality. So all this, you know, in this show today is, you know, prepare for Christ Mass 2019. Be the love you've always wanted to see. I mean, look to see, know to be geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the angle, where the law of the angles meets the language of the angels. So keep faith, pure intention, see the good, focused attention, hold the vision, love retention, co-create conscious ascension, make it so, the fifth dimension for unified field comprehension beyond dystopic reprehension. So cosmically yours, I'm Christopher Rudy, go by Christos Lightweaver. I wanted to finish up with two articles that I referenced at the beginning of this article. One is What They Haven't Told You About Climate Change by the co-founder of Greenpeace. I think you'll find that interesting. And the other is a message, Be Safe, a message from Lord Maitreya regarding the dangers of EMF and electric vehicles. So I'll be adding some other ornaments for your Christ Mass tree through the winter solstice. If you want to check back when this podcast is published, I'll have this link to this blog, and I'll add on some more videos into December 20th. So keep the faith, think galactic, dance local like no one is watching, and love like you've never been hurt. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.